Yeah. I've been working in this industry for about 12 years. My past clients have included Tenacious D, Gorillaz, Madonna, Queens of the Stone Age, Macy Gray. Well, practically everyone really. You know, loads of people have approached me and said, "Oh, you're really lucky. The talent you get to develop. I'm really jealous." The truth is, most of the so-called talent that I develop are cunts. That's mine. Hang on a second. It's Justin Timberlake. I'll fuck him right off. Well, this is my office. Shall we go inside? Excuse the noise in here. They're preparing for an orgy of utterly shite talent. To be honest, I blame Simon Cowell. I fucked his wife, you know. Let's grab the next lift. At you. So, this is my floor. My office is just along here. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Nice tie you have there. Bah, bah, bah. I just lied to his face. In we go. Mind the carpet. Look, some ungrateful bastard has left mud in the shag lining. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them hard in the eye. Take a seat. I just need to make a quick call.
Yellow.
Yo, Jables.
Ah,
you okay?
Dude. Yeah. No, I'm good.
Are you free?
Yeah, I can talk.
I heard you guys rocked like a pair of assholes last night.
I took your advice. It was fucking awesome. Cage is fucking rocking out, and I was doing the fucking golden vocals. You've never even fucking heard of these things. And it was awesome. The crowd went nuts. Fucking, there was rocket sauce and chakras exploding all over the fucking place, and it was just awesome and amazing.
I had to masturbate because of the noise.
Yeah, totally.
Get Cage to give me my fucking iPhone back.
Dude, fucking get back to me. I gotta go.
Bah.
Later.
Bah. Bollocks.
Ciao.
Yeah, later. That freeloading bitch. You see, in my line of work, as soon as you finish working your ass off to get someone in the spotlight, it doesn't take long for them to fuck you right off. It was like that session in the studio yesterday with Blue Socket. Mike was being a fucking child, and Steve wasn't pulling his weight on the drums. That's the kind of childish shit you have to just get used to. Proper little tantrums. Ungrateful wankers. Okay, so, when you're ready, Steve, what's wrong? Do you need a new seat?
Nah, this is fine.
Wait, wait, stop. Just stop a second. Mike, what are you doing? Can you just... Thank you. Steve, start again? Stop again. Mike. Mike. Look at me, I thought I told you to cut that out. Listen, yeah. Steve. Go again. Start over. Fuck me in the beard. Mike. You cunt. Drop the fucking sax. Do you enjoy your testicles? Yeah. Then get the fuck out of the studio, and let the members of the band, who aren't suffering from severe retardation, get on with their work. Go on. Out.
Nice.
Oh, very clever. Twat. Damon Albarn is one of my exceptions, though. Really nice bloke. Actually, that reminds me, I've got to ring Murdoch Nichols. Hold on again.
Hello?
Hey, Muds. It's
oh,
Rick.
Oh, you're right, mate.
Damn good.
Yeah.
How are
hey,
you?
Hey, listen. I've got to be back in the studio in a bit, yeah? So make it quick, yeah?
Sure thing. This'll only take a second anyway. Look. I heard you gave my missus herpes. Is that true?
Nah, I didn't.
Fair play. I was going to chuck her anyway. She has a cock. Can you believe it? A fucking great vein encrusted twatcher of a beast. It's larger than mine for fuck's sake. How are the guys?
Well, Tootie's just being a twat, and Russell's got a... Well, Russell... Well...
Bring back my Blu-ray porn stash. You've had it for over a week.
No, I can't. I'm not in a position to. No.
Jesus's beard. Well, at least wipe it down, okay?
Yeah, all right, mate. All right. Speak to you later.
Sure thing.
Yeah, boy.
Chat later.
Bye.
What a cunt. Well, guys. It's been great having you around to harass me, but I simply must get back to work. Money to make, teenage fans to shag, you know how it is. Give me a call, yeah. Hello, Avril. Yeah. They've gone? Now, where were we? So, you were wearing the strap-on, and I was just bending over. For more Rick Astley, tune into the official podcast at www.knoxsnotches.podomatic.com.